Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's the Buck Belue Show here on Atlanta Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7. As we've got the big storm looming, hitting shore down in South Florida, landfall as we speak. How will it affect Atlanta and the Mets Braves series? Don't you feel bad when you think about things like that? I know I do. Go right to the sports. Forget about humanity. The gang's all here. We got Nerney, Road Dog, DT, ready to get to work on this Wednesday here in Atlanta. We appreciate you being with us. You can listen on 680 AM, 93.7 FM. We're streaming at 680thefan.com. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Listen on the smart speaker brought to you by the mortgage professional, South Point Financial. And the 10 o'clock sponsor is the Haug Barron Law Group. Let's get to Buck's Big Take.
Buck's Big Take.
Hurricane Ian is about to hit land in the Fort Myers area as a Category 4. Unless they've upgraded this in the last few moments, it could become only the fifth category 5 storm to ever hit the United States. Thoughts and prayers going out to those in South Florida, especially those that could not or did not evacuate. Folks, storm surge, that danger is no joke. Let's go to the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Bring on Fox 5 Storm Team Chief Meteorologist David Chanley. With the latest, David, what can you tell? What's the ETA on Ian hitting Atlanta?
Well, we're going to get kind of the offshoots of it, Buck. That's the good news. You know, everything has been trending further to the east as far as that center of circulation. So I've been saying all along that our greatest threat up here is going to be gusty winds. Yeah, we're going to see the wind start picking up. You'll feel a little bit today, but certainly through the day tomorrow, Friday, and on into Saturday, you know, parts of North Georgia see wind gusts 30, 40 miles an hour. That's out ahead of the storm. And then as the storm makes its way, possibly even into South Carolina, that's going to be on Saturday. So rainfall projections are going to be a lot heavier off to our east. We're talking about well east of Metro Atlanta. There is the possibility of some folks there to the west may not get any rain at all from this. So it's certainly a challenge to forecast, you know, a landfalling tropical system, but we're going to see it hit land twice, it looks like, you know, down into South Florida, as you mentioned. That's going to be later on today, then get back out over the Atlantic Thursday night, and then probably as a tropical storm hitting in and around the Savannah area late Friday night and into Saturday.
As far as the Braves-Mets series, three-game series, supposed to get underway on Friday. So we got Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. What do you think we're looking at there as far as being able to play Friday night as the biggest danger of not playing?
I would think, but is the timing that I'm looking at, perhaps any sort of rain would be late Friday night and then kind of overnight Friday night into Saturday. The latest that I was looking at, of course, you know, everybody's concerned about what's going on here, right? And I'm not looking at a total washout for Friday nor Saturday. And of course, Sunday is going to be crystal clear. So hour by hour, what I'm looking at, things certainly improve.
David, I've got some family in Punta Gorda, and obviously the Braves with their spring training facility in Northport. Yep. What are they looking at there?
Well, that's a different story there, Buck. That could be just awful. You know, you talk about the storm surge. I don't think people really understand some. We throw that term out a lot, but that's that initial wall of water. The storm's just picking up. So can you imagine something as high as a basketball goal? And then there's waves on top of that. And that's what's pushing into to West Florida, places which you mentioned, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, just north of Naples. And so that's, the flooding with that and the sheer power of that is going to be, can be just devastating. So, yeah, hopefully the people have heeded the warning to get out, get away from shoreline there in Southwest Florida.
David, what do you, you've got a cot at Fox 5 in situations like this where you're just spending the night there?
Well, we got a great crew. We got Jeff and Joanne in there this morning, and I'll be in there this afternoon. We got Ryan Beasley down on the coast, the Georgia coast, because that's going to be the next thing to get impact as far as we're concerned here in Georgia. So now when this happens, yeah, you kind of ramp up. You know that it's coming. These are unlike sometimes in the spring, Buck, when you get these thunderstorms fire up and you get the tornadoes and things like that. Storms like this give you a lot of lead time. Clearly, we've been looking at this for the better part of a week. And I will say that the projections and the cone and so forth from the National Hurricane Center has pretty much been spot on. You hear about it when they miss it, but when they're on, they need to be applauded for that.
David Chanley, Fox 5 Storm Team, Chief Meteorologist. We appreciate the insight, David. Thanks for taking time out to spend a few minutes with us.
Buck, anytime. I appreciate you, and have a great rest of the day. And the bottom line is, I think that we will get in some very important Braves baseball this weekend.
Sounds good. We'll be watching Fox 5, checking you out, man. Thanks.
Thank you, man.
There he goes, David Chanley, a busy man. And it's time for you to take the wheel. Infinity of Gwinnett wants you to drive the content as you get to decide what we talk about in the final segment of the show. Call in now at 404-231-1680, the number. It's presented by my good friends at Infinity of Gwinnett. Empower the talk, empower the drive. We'll take a tally and see what we got the final segment of today's show. Meanwhile, let's chop it up.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, so there you go. Gosh, I was expecting that Friday night would be a washout, game one with the Mets. Now, after hearing from Chanley, flip of the coin there on what's going to happen. As I understand it, trying to make sense of this three-game series is huge for the Atlanta Braves. If we do get rained out on Friday night, my best guess, the educated guess, would be you're looking at a split doubleheader on Sunday. So think of it maybe as a 1 o'clock game one, game two early evening. And if the Braves and Mets aren't able to get in all three games of the series, you'll go ahead and play the final three games of the series of the season, and then if there is a tie or something like that, I guess there could be a makeup game if need be, October the 6th. That's what I'm looking at. But right now, we're tied with the Mets in the National League East division race. 7:05 start tonight in D.C., the finale. Odor Izzy going against Josiah Gray, who beat us back in April, by the way. Hey, we got it going on, man. We've won four in a row. 4-2 trip right now. 30 runs in the last four games with 9 bombs. Man, we are playing long ball, and when we do that, the Braves are hard to beat. Acuna's got a hot bat. Olsen's busted out of his slump. Harris is in fuego. Bullpen getting the job done again last night. 4 1/3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Got the lowest bullpen ERA this month in September. We're heading into the postseason, folks, and this baseball team's playing really good baseball. Let's hear from Snit after the game last night talking about this lineup clicking right now.
I always say that's the only thing we can control is today. It was good to kind of a little slow going, starting out, but it's good to come back and score some runs like that. And I threw the ball really well. I said, I'd love to see Kyle get that last out in the fifth inning and get the decision. But, at that point in the game, it's about winning the game.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Can't leave Mueller in there to face Voit, who had already tallied up 2 doubles off Mueller earlier in the game. So you bring in Colin McHugh. Levy gets Voit out on one pitch. And Braves go on to win the ball game. 6-2 out RBI hits in that game last night. Six of them. Talk about clutch. That's huge. Rosario with two. Harris with two. Acuna and Arcia with two out RBI hits in the game. I tell you what, you want to win ball games, that is one way to do it. Braves winning it 8-2. And that means, DT, I guess today at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, Braves fans can get $8 off a full-service oil change at Express Oil today only. Go take advantage of that. Hey, man, $8 is $8. Obviously, continue to monitor the storm as it approaches. We got this huge epic series with the Mets looming out there. A lot of people wondering how that's going to shake out. We got Fried, Wright, and Morton ready to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So continue to monitor that. Check things out. There you go. That's us chopping it up for you on this Wednesday. Coming back on the other side, man, we're going to talk Falcons football, run through the National Football League. Our NFL insider, our truest NFL insider, Chris Mortensen, joins us.
Plus, hey, go Braves.
Talk a little tech and Georgia football. You're going to hear from Kelee Ringo, big-time defensive back for the Bulldogs, coming up in the roundtable. So a lot to come. Settle in. It's the Baloo Show on Atlanta Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
Can we get the music, Nerney? Got the Buck Baloo Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Obviously, a lot going on. Got a major storm making landfall as we speak, approaching us at some point in time. Got the Braves and Mets coming up this weekend. Falcons busy hosting the Browns. Hey, NFL. Wow, it's time for Mort, man. We better get to him.
The best NFL insider in the business is only on The Fan. This is ESPN's NFL insider, Chris Mortensen.
Mort joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Mort, Georgia Tech let go their head football coach, and I'm wondering, the former Houston Texans head coach, Bill O'Brien, now with Nick Saban, do you think that would be a job? He's got some history at Georgia Tech. Just off the cuff, do you think that'd be something he'd want to try to get his hands on here in Atlanta?
I don't know for sure, but I would say it's something that you would expect both parties to explore. Listen, one thing about Bill O'Brien, people forget he had a really good level of success at Houston. When he became the coach GM, people got mad because he traded the DeAndre Hopkins away. That's what it was. But he even went to the playoffs with Brock Osweiler and some of those guys before Deshaun Watson came on board. So Bill's a very good coach. He's been in college at Penn State. He's been at Alabama. So it would make sense to me that both sides explore it, but I don't know for sure. And Brent Key, of course, is the guy who right now is in place.
Yeah, you just don't know. Some of these coaches, they work their way up, and some of them, I guess, after experiencing the NFL, might think, I'm more comfortable at the college level. So we'll keep an eye on this. Obviously, with his background at Tech and with George O'Leary, I would imagine his name's on that list that Georgia Tech will be exploring. We're getting ready for the Browns coming to town on Sunday. Moore, what can you tell us about their star defensive lineman, Miles Garrett, who's coming off that car crash?
Yeah, you know, listen, this is going to be a day-to-day thing. I've only been in one car crash myself, and I wasn't the driver. It was when I was young, and my mom was trying to kill me. You know, she turned into a oncoming car in an intersection. I survived, and I'm not trying to joke about the situation, but Miles Garrett, hey, listen, he and his passenger were in seatbelts, so that was a good note. I think that, you know, generally, if you get into a car wreck, when you talk to people who have, you're really sore the next couple of days. They checked his shoulder. They checked his biceps. I think it'll be a close call. And they already have Jadeveon Clowney out. So, you know, their defense would miss, well, really, and Miles Garrett, one of the five best defensive players in football, at least. I think they're just going to wait and see how he goes along and how, in fact, he is doing with his shoulder and his biceps and just his overall well-being. I mean, you know, that something like that had to shake him up pretty significantly. But that's a good Browns team. But by the way, listen, they had the collapse against the Jets. But when I watched the Browns this year, I said, that team is capable of going to the Super Bowl. You know, they
the
really
Browns.
Are. The Browns, they run the ball, as you know, Nick Chubb. I mean, everybody from Georgia should know Nick Chubb.
Absolutely.
But, you know, him and Jonathan Taylor are the two best pure runners in football. And I've heard that from many scout, GM, a coach. You know, they have Kareem Hunt behind him. Their offensive line coached by Bill Callahan, one of the best in the NFL. Amari Cooper now at wide receiver. Jacoby Brissett is really an ideal backup quarterback to get them to a point where whenever Deshaun Watson comes back. But that team is, you know, the defense has got some holes. I think the Falcons can take advantage of some things here. But this is a team in a very deep AFC that you cannot rule out.
Well, Mort, I had to confess on Monday, I was surprised the Falcons won in Seattle. I was impressed with a lot of things they did, including getting the ball to Kyle Pitts. That really pleased me, seeing the ball go his way. Seattle, what's coming out of that game? I was surprised and impressed with the Falcons, but after seeing Seattle in that season opening game, what's happened?
Well, maybe Denver isn't so good. Oh, Denver has a very good defense. I think you just have to settle into a season. We can't draw conclusions after two games, after three games. You know, Seattle has some things with their offensive line, the young offensive linemen, they're still straightening out. You could say their defense is really in transition in terms of personnel. But, you know, listen, the things that Arthur Smith is doing with Cordarrelle Patterson, he's still, by the way, I know Arthur Smith would love to hear this, but I am kicking myself for not drafting Cordarrelle Patterson in my fantasy football draft. I'm only in one league, a 16-team ESPN league, but I'm kicking myself for not drafting Cordarrelle Patterson. But you're right. I'm sure Arthur was listening when you were complaining about the usage of Kyle Pitts all last week. You know, it's a game of matchups. Drake London, the guy you didn't like as a draft pick, he looks pretty good. I'm going to just point out all your complaints about the Falcons. And, you know, let's see if Marcus Mariota can just get a little bit better every week. We know they could have two wins right now, right? So
yeah, and people are already they're already complaining about Mariota. But as I look at the total QBR, I see him there at number 12 in the league. And when you look at that, man, he's at least on paper, statistically, with the advanced analytics, he's performing better than Stafford, Murray, Rodgers, Brady, and Burrow.
Yeah. Listen, people, because and I actually was around a Falcons fan, a passionate Falcons fan recently, and he was just talking about how, you know, why aren't we playing Desmond Ridder? And I just said, do you think you know more than the coaching staff? Do you think you want to win more than this coaching staff? They've invested a few hours into this thing. So you have to trust it. And, oh, by the way, I mean, and we've talked about this. Desmond Listen, he fits a lot of the qualities that they're looking for, but he's still a third-round draft pick, and he's going to be a guy that you watch going forward. But Marcus Mariota is the quarterback, and I would say he's done some really good things, and you make a good point about QBR. And oh, by the way, it's only week 3. Now we're going into week 4.
Mort, do you have a power rankings you come out with every week? If you did, would you still have the Bills number 1?
No, I didn't have the Bills number 1 to start off with. By the way, once the Bills lost 5 starters, 2 of them for the season on the defensive side, Micah Hyde was a significant loss. I mean, one of the very best safeties in football. And then they didn't have the other safety. They have the best safety tandem, Jordan Poyer. They still don't have Tre'Davious White, who's an all-pro corner. He's recovering from the ACL. They had 2 defensive linemen out. And so it was interesting because going into that game, here's what the Bills felt they had to do. They felt they had to keep their defense off the field because they had 5 starters out. But score points. Well, they had the ball for 90 plays, so they kept the defense off the field in that suffocating humidity, but they had 5 or 6 players on offense just fall out. Stephon Diggs had, at one point, took 2 IVs, 1 in both arms, but they didn't score the points. So I would say that, I think the AFC is too deep. I don't know. I wouldn't put the Dolphins number 1 either. I'm not sure. And, by the way, I don't have power rankings.
Yeah, we got some hosts on the show that on the station that do this on their show. So you never know. I mean, I heard you talking about fantasy football, so I thought I'd just throw it out there.
No, it's actually okay. I mean, I think after the first 2 weeks, if I had had power rankings, I probably would have put the Bills. But once they lost Micah Hyde for the season, I think that was a huge loss. And, they got to survive playing at Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, who right now is playing great football. Think about Lamar Jackson, people probably have missed, is he's now 6'2", 225. He changed his diet. He changed his body, kind of became an adult body. And guy's a great worker. He went out to the West Coast and worked with Justin Dado, a passion tutor that everybody goes to. So he works hard at his craft, and that's a tough game for Buffalo.
Yeah, it should be another good weekend, Mort. We appreciate your insight and love having you on the show every week. Well, let's do it again next week.
You got it. You got it. Take care, Buck.
ESPN's Chris Mortensen, our 680 The Fan Buck Belue Show truest NFL insider, joining us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line. Let's bounce around the college football scene for a minute. Georgia Tech, man, they are entering step number 3. Step number 1, fire Jeff Collins. Step number 2, get ready to pay that buyout. Step number 3, this is where we're at right now. It's trying to determine who you're going to hire, not as the head coach, but as the athletic director. That's where Georgia Tech is right now, and this makes a lot of sense. You hire the athletic director before you hire the next coach. That is the proper protocol here. And when you see some of these businesses, NFL teams, college teams, where they hire the coach before the general manager, you wonder, what the heck's going on? That's just setting yourself up for failure right there. Same way in the college ranks, too. The athletic director is the boss to the head coach. It makes no sense to hire the head coach first. So, Tech, I'm sure, compiling a list of quality athletic directors. And I'm much more tuned into the coaching candidates than I am the athletic director candidates, but as I understand it, doing a little research, Utah State Athletic Director John Hartwell is on the short list. He's also interviewed for the Auburn AD job. And how about this? On his resume, it had that he's ranked number 18 among the best athletic directors in 2020, I believe, the last time they did that. So he was ranked number 18. Alabama native, Citadel grad, has worked at Ole Miss and Troy. You got Linda Teeler, the associate AD at the University of Florida. So you get the female candidate. Brian White, FAU AD, Troy Dannon, Tulane AD, Mike Buddy, Army AD, Nate Pine, Air Force AD. Well, they'll have to hire one of those people, and then they'll get around to hiring the new head coach, which everybody seems to be talking about. All right, the Georgia Bulldogs getting ready. Getting ready to take on Missouri, and wanted to talk about the young puppies. Well, they're not puppies. They're studs, man, over on that defensive side of the ball. And so people are wondering on the outside, how are they doing it defensively? They had a generational defense a year ago, and now they're coming back stuffing people again this season so far. Well, how did they do it? They plugged and played some big-timers on the defense. You got Smile Mondon, who looks like an absolute beast at inside linebacker, tied for the team lead with 17 tackles. He's a sophomore. You got Malachi Starks, a true freshman that stepped in. He's balling at safety with a couple of interceptions already. He's tied with Mondon, 17 tackles so far. He's been right in the middle of it. Dumas Johnson, another sophomore inside linebacker, 16 tackles. Kamari Lassiter, the cornerback opposite Ringo, has played well thus far this season. Then you got the veterans setting the edge, which I swear I don't hear enough talk about when you hear these people talking football, how important it is on a defense to have a consistent player on both sides of the line of scrimmage that can set the edge. Set the edge, you say? Yeah, contain, where they can't allow or don't allow the ball carrier to get outside on the perimeter. Nolan Smith and Beal, man, they're as good as I've seen so far this year in college football. Then you got the D-line, the strength in numbers. They're playing 9 defensive linemen so far. Carter, Ingram Dawkins, Michael Williams, Stackhouse, Logue, Brinson, Norton, Walthor, Bear Alexander. Strength in numbers on the defensive line. Then they got the players back there in the secondary. Ringo, Chris Smith, just to name 2 of them. Georgia defense, man, they got some puppies that are growing up right in front of you right now. I think they're studs and not puppies. Bulldogs taking on Missouri Saturday night at 7:30. And there's your Deep South bounce today. Throwing Tech and Georgia in there. All right, earlier this week, I had a chance to sit down with Keely Ringo and want to give you that right now in the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs, and it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5, get in there!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Hanging out with Georgia cornerback Keely Ringo. Keely, how's the campus now? You guys number 1-4-0, off to a great start. What's it like around campus? These guys must be excited.
Honestly, it's a pretty good feeling. Just being able to look forward to the games coming up ahead as well and our recent success. So I feel like just continuing to grow. And I feel like a lot of people at the University of Georgia are looking forward to that as well.
Keely, you look lonely out there a lot on Saturday. They're picking on that rookie on the other side over there. What do you think about Kamari Lassiter and the job he's done so far this season?
Kamari Lass is a great young player. He's a sponge with just being able to try to learn the defense and just learning the in and outs of the defense as well. I look at him and I see myself a lot of times throughout the games that we play. Obviously, I was in the same exact situation last year. So I feel like just him continuing to grow as the young player and with his technique and just the ins and outs of the game could definitely help him be successful.
How about you? You're a veteran now. How's that feel? And how do you feel like your performance has gone so far this year?
Yes, sir. It feels like just yesterday, actually. It was my first game playing on the field, actually, against Clemson. I feel like it's happened pretty fast, and just being able to take on that challenge has definitely been a big thing for me in my physical performance and just being as a football player as well. So I feel like it's helped me a lot, be able to rise up to a lot of challenges that are up and coming for me.
Man, the defense has played well, 32 points, I believe it is, in four games. Did you expect a little bit of a drop-off? Everybody else was, with all these guys leaving, going to the NFL. Overall, how do you feel about the defense so far?
I feel like the defense is going to continue to be strong. As you were saying, I know a lot of people were looking for a drop-off, but I feel like at the University of Georgia, we have a standard that we wanted to maintain and one that we wanted to be able to hold. I feel like a lot of those young players that are playing a lot more this year definitely knew that, and they seen that, and they know what it looks like, and they continue to practice with those guys that left last year. So I'm actually happy about and I'm really proud of all the guys that came in and stepped up this year, and that I continue to do that as the season goes on.
Man, Malachi Starks has come in and made an impact immediately as a freshman. What about the mentoring role that I'm sure you find yourself in this time around?
It's a great feeling to see a young guy like himself just being able to come in here and seize his moments and seize his opportunities. I tell him that every single day, man, just like, I'm really proud of you, bro, because me myself, as a lot of people know, I was hurt my first year, and just the way that he's able to come out here every single day and just do his job and just be able to execute and learn the playbook continuously and just make plays when things come straight to him. I mean, being able to keep his chin up when things don't go his way, honestly, so... I feel like he's going to be a great player. Everybody has a lot of things to grow on, but I feel like he's off to a great start, and I'm really proud of him.
All right, the challenge this week, got an SEC opponent on the road. I would imagine you don't take that lightly going on the road in the SEC. What are you expecting out of Missouri?
Missouri's a great program. Any team in the SEC is a program that you definitely have to be able to study on a lot and just prepare for. Honestly, I feel like whether we prepare at the University of Georgia is like no other, and I feel like it's able to help us be successful in every single game and every single adversity things that come to us. So I feel like just coming to this game like any other one, being able to play to our standard at the University of Georgia could definitely help us be able to be successful.
Looks like their quarterback, Brady Cook, can spin it. And did you get a chance to meet Luther Burden, their big-time freshman receiver, when he came through Georgia recruiting during the process? You'll be matched up on him a little bit, apparently.
Yes, sir. I met him this past year, I think it was. He's a great player, good size, good speed, really respectable receiver all around. I see the few things he did in high school as well. Just like any other good receiver, I'm really ready for the challenge.
Well, Keeley, keep up the great work, man. Bulldog fans pulling for you. Go out there and get it this week.
Appreciate you.
Keeley Ringo, good to sit down with the young man. See, he continues to play some really good football in that Bulldog secondary. Want you to tune in to Nick and Chris coming up next. They've got that Business of Sports segment each week on The Fan. That's presented by Southern Company. Man, if it's impacting business in Atlanta, these guys have it. That's the Business of Sports, presented by Southern Company, building the future of energy in all the communities that they serve. We'll come back with our Infinity of Gwinnett and Power the Drive segment. Coming up next, it's the Buck Belue Show here on Atlanta Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Yeah.
show here on The Fan, and we've reshuffled the deck with our high school football coverage. This week, we've got our Thursday night football game of the week. Had to reschedule that. So coming up on Thursday, 7 o'clock, we will have Fellowship Christian hosting Rabun County at 7:30. Check it out on Extra 106.3. And we're going to give you the full dose of the whole deal like we've been giving you on Friday. We've got the coverage of the game starting at 7:30, and then we've got the high school scoreboard show coming up after that. Scores and updates from around Georgia, as a lot of these games have been rescheduled to Thursday. So heads up on that. Won't be Friday this week because of Ian. But check out the Thursday night football game of the week on Extra 106.3. Let's get to a college football nugget.
Tasty. Time for the college football nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Georgia Bulldogs got some good news on the recruiting trail last night. They picked up a commitment from a four-star wide receiver out of Lakeland, Florida, which has been a pipeline to the University of Florida. How'd this happen? My goodness, we snuck a big-timer out of there. Tyler Williams, 6'3", 200, made his announcement last night at 7 o'clock. Most of the recruiting analysts felt like it came down between Georgia and Miami. Don Michaels not able to get to him. I think we boxed him out, so Brian McClendon picks up a big commitment. Georgia's missed on a lot of these top-rated receivers over the last handful of seasons, but apparently not this time around. Checked out some video highlights of Tyler Williams. I mean, we're looking at a guy 6'3", 200. Might want to search it up and check it out. He's a, it was one of those men among boys things going on. Just totally dominated. Tall, strong, fast, athletic. Good hands, tracks the deep ball very well. Reminds me a little of George Pickens. And Georgia really critical that McClendon locked this guy down. As I understand it, the Bulldogs, this is the only four- or five-star receiver that they were in on out of the top eight rated receivers in the country. So very important. Bulldogs were able to lock him down. Search it up. Check out the highlights. Tyler Williams out of Lakeland, Florida. Four-star receiver out of the 23 class. He can absolutely go get it. And there's your college football nugget. And as a matter of fact, that was our recommended by our listeners out there with our Infinity of Gwinnett and Power the Drive segment. Seems like most of the listeners, they call in DT, right? And they're telling you they want more college football.
It's almost always college football, a little Braves every now and then, yeah.
What do they say? Tell Buck we want more college football.
You know, the people just can't get enough of college football, especially at this time of year. I mean, people are calling for college football in March, but yeah, we're definitely September, about to be October. We can't get enough college football on the Buck Belue Show.
And you probably, the listeners, can't get enough of the on-air staff, too. A lot of us have podcasts that we present every single week. I've got Buck's Beat. You're probably aware of Punt and Pass and the Chuck Oliver Show and the Southern Beat with Dan Matthews and From the Perch of Falcons podcast. I believe Finn's podcast is back. And mine will drop tomorrow. I've got a conversation with former Bulldog quarterback Aaron Murray that we'll feature this week on a podcast, I believe number 72 for Buck's Beat, as we talk about the Bulldogs, Stetson Bennett, and I'll also hit some Braves talking about them too. So check it out, man. Podcast Park, where you can find it, brought to you by Associated Credit Union. We've got you covered from Falcons to Dogs to Jackets. We've got you covered, man. You can find it at thepodcastpark.com or wherever it is you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, all those good things. So my newest episode will drop sometime tomorrow. which leads us, Nerney, to the final word. Did I get all the reads in?
I think we're in good shape, Buck.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. All right, we got a lot going on here. Buck Belusio expected to be in Covington on Friday. That's over there on the way to Augusta, I believe. And so I want to invite you to come out. T-Mobile, 680 The Fan are teaming up for your chance to win tickets. See the Bulldogs play football in Athens, courtesy of T-Mobile. Stop by the T-Mobile store, Industrial Boulevard in Covington on Friday from 10 to 12. For your chance to enter and win tickets to see your dogs play between the hedges. And then after the show ends, the show will run from 10 to 11. I'll be around from 11 to 12 selling and signing copies of my new book, Inside the Hedges. Hope to see you on Friday at the T-Mobile store in Covington. And then tomorrow night, man, heading down to the south side. Got a book signing at the $3 Cafe in McDonough from 6 to 8. That is tomorrow night on the south side. $3 Cafe, McDonough, 6 to 8. Hope to see you there. And again, thoughts and prayers going out to the people in the Fort Myers area. We've got Ian hitting land as we speak. I hope all that works out down there with those. We got Nick and Chris coming up next. Nerney, Road Dog Gillespie, and DT. It's Baloo. Hoping you'll join us tomorrow, 10 to 11, here on The Fan, The Buck Baloo Show. Nick and Chris are coming up next. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.